Chapter 12. Where's Dr. Blake? A few minutes later, Hal and Roger came and spoke to Skink. "Where's Dr. Blake?" Hal asked.
"He went to the other side of the island," said Skink. "Didn't you see him?"
Hal looked at Skink. "No, we didn't," he said. "You look ill. What happened?"
"Nothing," said Skink quickly. "I was in the sun for too long."
"Go and rest under a tree," said Roger. "Hal and I will look for the treasure. I'm sure Dr. Blake will come soon." For the next 2 hours, Hal and Roger continued to look for the treasure. There was a lot of vegetation on the island, and it was impossible to find the treasure. When they returned to the beach, Dr. Blake was still not there. "I'm worried," said Hal. "Something has happened to him."
"What happened to him, in your opinion?" asked Skink.
"I don't know," answered Hal, "but it's very strange that he's not here. I'm starting to imagine something terrible." Skink imagined Dr. Blake with his foot inside the shell of the giant clam, and he began to tremble. Hal looked at Skink. "Skink looks strange, and his hands are trembling," he thought. "Am I going to find Dr. Blake dead with a knife in his back?" Skink was also thinking. "Hal and Roger will suspect me if they don't find Dr. Blake's body soon. They must find his body with his foot in the giant clam. They'll think it was an accident. But I must hurry before the clam opens its mouth and Dr. Blake's body comes up to the surface."
"Let's take the dinghy and look for Dr. Blake," said Skink. "We'll go back to the place where we separated from you."
Skink, Hal and Roger went around the island in the dinghy, staying near the beach. They called Dr. Blake, but there was no answer. Skink moved the dinghy to the place where he last saw Dr. Blake.
"I think we should look in the water," Skink said. "Maybe Dr. Blake has drowned."
"That's impossible," said Roger immediately. "Dr. Blake is an excellent swimmer."
"I know," said Skink, "but we must look everywhere."
Hal put on his mask and dived into the water. He could see everything very clearly. He saw a few clams. Then he saw a giant one. Its shell was closed around something. Hal came closer and his heart began to beat fast. It was the body of Dr. Blake. Hal went up to the surface. "Stop the dinghy," he said sadly. "I've found Dr. Blake. He's dead." Hal took a big knife and dived back into the water. He opened the shell of the clam and pulled Dr. Blake from it. It was difficult because the body was very heavy, but Hal finally pulled the body to the surface. Roger and Skink helped him put the body in the dinghy. There was a very deep cut on Dr. Blake's foot.
"What a terrible way to die," Hal thought. But it was an accident. Skink wasn't responsible for this.
Hal, Roger, and Skink sat silently in the dinghy and took Dr. Blake's body back to the boat. Captain Ike and Omo were shocked and very sad about the death of their friend. They talked sadly about his burial. Dr. Blake loved the world under the sea. They remembered his words. He wanted to be buried in the beauty and peace of a coral reef. Captain Ike and Hal found a beautiful coral reef near the Santa Cruz. They dug a grave and then returned to the boat. Captain Ike said some prayers, and then the men took Dr. Blake's body down into the sea to the coral reef. With much sadness, they buried Dr. Blake, a great scientist and lover of the sea.